This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, we've had talks with different people, and so some of them take their own turns, or you feel like you're closing in on something. So, we got that finalized today, but I would say the last day or two, you felt like it was trending in the right direction, and we're excited to keep Khalil, you know, here for another, you know, an additional 4 years beyond, you know, the 1 year he had remaining, and I want to give his crew, Chris Cabot, Sam Mers, Derek Hardridge, all those guys credit, and Kevin Meegank on our staff did a great job. Yeah, I mean, you're trying to always look. You're looking at it's a large puzzle, and so you're trying to find out. We've got, you know, a number of guys that you could say, hey, deserved extensions. You also have a cap, and we're trying to, you know, we've been waiting. We got some clarity last week on the range of the cap. Some moves you do can acquire cap space. Others can cost you. So we're balancing all of that while having conversations, and some of the conversations haven't started yet. We're kind of, you don't want too many going at the same time, but we'll continue those. And again, as I was telling the guys at One Bills Live earlier, you know, just because we don't get an extension done now or before the start of the league year doesn't mean we won't in the league year, or you guys have seen us do them in the summer as well.
Why did you feel it was important to lock him up for you?
Yeah, I think Khalil, I mean, you'd be hard-pressed to find anyone, fans, players, anyone in our building to say anything negative about Khalil and what he's brought. The guy is a true lunch pail Buffalonian. I mean, I know he's not from Buffalo, but he doesn't say anything. He just shows up every single day. He's Mr. Dependable. And when the ball's thrown his way, he usually comes down with it. And, you know, I'm sure everyone on our team that's coming back will be excited to have Khalil knowing. And we're going to count on him even more, not only on the field, but his leadership going forward. Yeah, I think Khalil, as a rookie, you look at what were his opportunities and then how did he take advantage. And later that year, as the coaches and Josh became more comfortable and a good feel for his skill set and what he does best, that really started to come to fruition late in that year. He may have led us in receiving in the playoffs that year. Don't hold me to that, but I believe that's accurate. And I think that just took off in year two. And then, of course, this year three, we kind of knew how he would fit. And, you know, Joe Brady and Josh and those guys get a lot of credit. Khalil himself gets the most, but those guys of using his strengths to this offense and really helping us have the offensive success that we did.
I know you won't negotiate in the media, but what is your process with James' situation, especially on the heels of him being a little public?
Yeah, I mean, I love James. James is a beautiful man. Like he really is. I love him. He's a great dude. He doesn't say a lot other than his one sentence, one word things he was doing this year. But I love James. James speaks from the heart. He means well. I want James here, hopefully for like a lot of guys. The business is the business. Would I prefer we don't take the business outside? Yes, I think that's always the best way to handle it. But James is a grown man, and he'll handle it the way he does. It doesn't change my view of him. And just because we're not on the same page today doesn't mean we wouldn't be tomorrow, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years. Like, we'll see. Well, you're always looking at the market. The market is what it is, whether you're buying a house. You know, sometimes you buy a house and the market goes down. Sometimes you buy a house and you sell it 3 years later and you made a couple hundred thousand. It's the same way. And the running back position has changed as much or more than the market. No longer is it, you know, 3 yards and a cloud of dust. You know, some of the names you mentioned, these guys are weapons on all three downs. And so, you know, Saquon Barkley had a heck of a year. And, you know, Christian McCaffrey's paid well up there. He was in the MVP conversation, the year prior. So at the end of the day, your team has to fit whatever player it is, running back, receiver, whatever, within your structure and the confines. And you do have to pay attention to the current market, what it is. And so, again, just because you're not on the same page with a particular player or their representatives now doesn't mean that things come to light on, you know, more there in their favor going forward or more in the club's favor. Yeah, I mean, we're always looking. Part of it is what do we need to get into the league year, you know, which is coming up fast in a couple of weeks. And then part of it is how do you want to structure things? What moves do you want to make? What are out there? Whether that's increasing cap by releasing players or how many guys you want to restructure. But remember, every guy we restructure is maxing out the credit card a little bit, so we have to be selective when and where we do that. And then, again, whether you want to trade for someone, sign someone in free agency, extend a player like we do with Khalil, we look at all that. It's a giant puzzle. And sometimes one move says, okay, we got this guy. Now we're going to move over to these two, and maybe we put this one on hold. So to answer your question, we have an idea of where it's going to be. You never know. And now we've got it down to a range of, I think, $4 million. But we still have work to do. As it stands today, we would not be under the cap, you know, at where it's at. So we're still working through that. And again, sometimes another extension could help us create more money. Yeah, I think the positions become more dynamic. You know, for a while, as we said, the market maybe was suppressed. People were not looking at them as weapons. I kind of look for them as anyone you add to your offense. What do they bring? What is their skill set? Is it a mismatch player? And some of the names you guys have talked about, Saquon, McCaffrey, any of these guys, Alvin Kamara, those guys, they can line up and play wide receiver. They can line up in the backfield. And so there is more value to those positions. Someone asked, I think a year or two ago, what is your philosophy? Would you draft a running back in the first round? And I'm like, I probably wouldn't draft a running back that is 3 yards in a cloud of dust. But if it's a weapon like some of these guys we're talking about, heck yeah, I would. Yeah, I mean, I think I think it looks to be a deep class. I can't tell you from A to Z everything on all of them yet because I'm still working through that. But it looks to be, at this point, a deep class. Now, you know, we'll follow these guys in the spring. We'll see what their knowledge of the game is. And, you know, to be able to do all those things, line up out here, line up in the backfield, it takes, you know, a high mentality. Can you pass protect? If you're going to be in on third down, you need to be able to pass protect. So can you scan protect? Can you stand up here and knowing that we got number 17 back there that we're going to count on you to pick up a, you know, a free runner? So all of those things factor into that.
Brandon, when you evaluate defensive linemen as prospects, what are the traits that you look for?
It depends on what position. You know, are you talking into – yeah, D-tackle? Yeah, I mean you kind of value what they are. You start with, you know, what are their measurables? Like, what does this guy look like? What are his features? Arm length, size. What does he do best? Is he best as a rusher? Like, is this a guy you want to line up, you know, in a three-tech role and get a one-on-one against a guard? Is this guy, is he just a power, straight-up ass kicker? He's going to walk his guy back into the pocket. Maybe he's not going to flip his hips, but he's going to condense the pocket and push, you know, the guard or the center into the quarterback's lap. Like, there's so many variables that these guys have. And again, we started this process last night. You know, the defense is here first. So those are the guys we talked to. And we definitely talked to some, you know, some huge guys, you know, and some guys are a little less under, you know, a little more undersized, but they're excellent rushers. So you want different pieces for different games. You don't want to always just be able to have run stuffers and nobody can get to the quarterback, but you can't just have, you know, a slew of guys that can't stop the run when, you know, it's December, it's cold, it's snowing, and guys are just going to line up, you know, in the backfield. So we want to be versatile with our skill sets and be able to attack in as many different ways as we can. Yeah, I mean, Sal, we look at everything. We really do. And so, yes, Rasul's a free agent. So, you know, we'll see what happens, you know, with him. And obviously Christian would be coming back. And, you know, we have Kyrie here and some other guys. So we'll see. You know, we'll look in free agency. We'll look in the draft. But I would say there's other positions as well that we definitely need to look at and make decisions on, not only for this season, but, you know, years to come. Well, again, you got to evaluate what they have. I mean, of course, if you could take a guy who's 6'2", strong, 200-and-something pounds, he's got great ball skills, and he runs 4.35, I'd put him in my pocket and take him home. But that's usually not the case, and if they are, if you're drafting at 30, you're probably not getting them. So, you know, we'll evaluate what they do well. You know, in our defense, you know, one of the things you got to tackle. You got to be physical, and, you know, not every defense accentuates that. You still have to cover. We do want to turn the ball over. You know, our defense, you know, although it wasn't perfect all season, the guys did a heck of a job, Bobby Babich and those guys, of stressing, punching the ball out, making plays on the ball, whether it's against the quarterback or running backs or whoever it is. And so all of that plays into what it is. So we've got to evaluate what the corners have. You know, in starting in free agency, that happens first, and then this draft class, and we'll line them up the way we see them, and like we do other positions, you know. And then if there's a guy in free agency or a guy in the draft that we think fits what we need in Buffalo, we wouldn't hesitate to sign or draft. Yeah, I think, you know, I would say, Mark, there seems to be at this point some good depth along the D line. There's even some tweeners. You're going, this guy, I could see him on first and second down lining up as a base end and then reducing down, you know, in a nickel situation and rush. So I think ultimately there's a lot of different shapes and sizes, you know, like we always talk about with receivers every class, and that's what we've got to dig into. Starting here, I mean, we've already started it, but continuing here and then on for the next couple months.
How much is the quality of the player?
As far as the rushing attack? Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of teams, you know, and I would say we were one of the first teams to do it. A lot of cover two high shells. We're not going to give up the big explosive plays. We're going to have less men in the box, and we're going to make you go 10, 11, 12 plays. I think, you know, that's why scoring probably went down a little bit. There's also more rushing quarterbacks. Guys, that's the trend. You know, if your quarterback can tuck it on a pass play or as an additional runner, you know, with a lead blocker as a running back. So all those things matter. They, you know, it controls the clock. If you're trying to keep the other quarterback, you know, off the field, you know, best way to do that is to possess the ball. So I think all that will continue to the game is always – it's never staying the same. It's always evolving. Because it was so pass happy and points were scored, people thought that was where it was always going to go. But people started saying we're not going to allow that, and so it will evolve. And at some point, 6-10 years from now, it may be back to pass heavy. But right now, you're right; it's more of a balanced attack.
First time we've talked to you since Josh won MVP.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was awesome. Awesome for Josh, first and foremost, and his family. That was cool for, you know, Sean, myself, Terry, to, you know, fly us down to be there and support him for that moment. And, I mean, nobody's worked harder. You know, this was a guy that was overrated, right? I'm laughing, but, you know, in all seriousness, that's how our training camp day started. Josh asked me the question, and we were getting into the overrated to a guy who won MVP. And so cool for Buffalo, though, too. You know what I'm saying? It's just has been there 8 years now and feel like a Buffalonian myself, like just to feel the buzz in the city. And as it was kind of a nice pick-me-up for our city and our team for falling short. Because we don't take that lightly, and that hurts and still hurts today. But for Josh to do that, I know our players were excited, our team, our fans. So I'm happy for him. And, again, I know, like all of us, he wants the trophy more than that, but a nice consolation prize for him. Yeah, I mean, we're still looking through all that. We really are. I got the same question with One Bills Live guys. Vaughn, you know, last year at this time, we were working on a restructure for him, and he did something unprecedented. He was guaranteed, I can't remember, 10 or 11 going into the year, and he took a pay cut below his actual guarantee. And you're talking about a first ballot Hall of Famer that did that. So a lot of respect for what he did to come back and try and help us chase this trophy. And I thought, as the year went on, he continued to show, you know, that he could still play. As far as any decisions, we're still working through all that.
In bringing in two defensive coaches, Sean McDermott said yesterday that it wasn't because they had man coverage background, but they both do have experience with more man coverage and feels a bit more heavy over the last 4 or 5 years. Does that change how you evaluate or what specific things you look for in a quarterback prospect compared to
I think you're always just looking for you're always looking to grow, the growth mindset, we talk about it. And so anytime you can add people to your staff that come from different programs, different philosophies, you do that. And it maybe even have people on your roster that you say, hey, we still think we've played them more like this, but we feel, to use example, maybe we've played more zone, but we feel like, hey, we have a player that could play a little more press man or whatever the situation. But I think it's more from that standpoint than necessarily a philosophy change or anything like that. You're always looking to, again, whether it's scouting, coaching, whatever it is, find new trends, new ideas, ways to, you know, be creative as you face some of these big opponents. You know, it's one thing, as we know, to win your division and get in the playoffs. To win in the AFC and to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl, it's a gauntlet to go through, and that's not going to change anytime soon. I know you asked me that because that's your way of telling me I need to add speed, Sal. I get it. We're always looking to add speed, but they got to be football players too. So I'm never going to turn down speed. I promise you, I'm not. But we're always looking for everything. And so you want speed at – at as many positions as you can. But football, as we know, is it's not played on a track. And so it's the whole thing. We are evaluating the football player first, and then what else do they bring to the equation? So, yes, if we can find some speed and you see some speed, Sal, we'll add it, buddy. Has he? I saw him. No, I think, listen, Keon, I agree with Sean. I said that same thing at my end-of-season presser, that I thought Keon was really trending up, and he got the unfortunate hit on his wrist in the Miami game and probably didn't reach to the peak that he was at pre-injury. But again, Keon Coleman's 21 years old. Like, we shouldn't expect all these guys. Some of these guys playing and that were drafted last year were 24 and 25. And so let's give him a chance. Let's don't beat him up. It's his first season. And let's don't forget about the good things that Keon did, made some plays for us, made some big plays. Are there some plays he would want back? Sure. Are there some things he needs to do better? Yes. But I know, talking to him, even since the season's ended, talking to his representative who he's living by, that he's grinding, he's working, and he's a competitive young man. That's the thing we knew about him in the research. And I have no doubt that he's going to come back with a refreshed mindset and ready to, you know, if there are doubters, to prove him wrong. Yeah, I mean, I thought Cole, you know, other than the Houston game, he got beat over top on the one deep ball. But after that, when he got his next opportunities, I thought he showed up. I didn't think he looked like a rookie. Is the game still moving at a faster pace back there? Yes, there's a lot on safeties. You're not going to see us probably play a lot of rookie safeties, you know, in this defense. But we're going to count on Cole, and he'll have to do his job and continue to get stronger, learn the game, all those things. He had an unfortunate deal this year. He missed the most important part of the season for a rookie is training camp. And unfortunately, he had an unfortunate injury, missed all of it, which really set him back for the opportunity to earn a starting job. But he'll have every chance this year, and he is wired the right way. I have no doubt that he'll rise to the occasion. Yeah. I mean, Sal, I get where you're at. You know, obviously I can't talk about specific players, but there are times that I've called on players at the trade deadline. I did that with Stephon before we got him, that I've called on at deadline and just said, if anything changes, it doesn't mean only if it changes for this year, if it changes in the off season. And so you keep constant communication, you know, with those clubs, unless they're like, hey, you may get a, hey, we're 100% not doing it. Like, you don't need to call me anymore. I got you. I know if we had a change in heart, we'll reach out to you. We got you on the log sheet here that you'd be interested. So it kind of depends on each situation. But it is our job to always monitor that. And just because you see a trade happen doesn't mean we weren't trying to do it. Maybe we didn't think it made sense. Maybe the club said, hey, we want to send them to an NFC team, or whatever the case may be. Again, just because we didn't end up with them doesn't mean that we didn't try to pursue them or at least check into it and see if it made sense. I'll answer that one first. Anything that's right that can help our team, Jay, yes. Yes, I would not flinch. I don't know. I say this on the golf course. I'm a lot of things, but scared ain't one of them. And so, yes, anything that can help our roster that can fit and not cripple us in another way, yes, we would definitely do it. Those conversations, I swear they happen all year long, like other than maybe July. You know, if, you know, whether it's, are you, you know, is a guy for trade, or you're finding out, they may trade him, but he could be a cap casualty. Whatever it is, we're trying to monitor it. can I monitor every single one by myself? Not necessarily, but I have a staff, and they're doing it, and they're keeping a pulse, or they're checking with agents, or they're reaching out to their contact with Team X, you know, whether they see something on Twitter, whether they hear it in the scuttlebutt behind the scenes. If it's a player that we think would fit the Bills, we're going to check into it. I would say our name gets thrown out there a lot, and sometimes we're checking into it. No one will make the call. It's probably a long shot, but if you don't call, you don't know. Yeah, I mean, a lot of them probably be better than many of us GMs, me included. The mental state that you have to have and the aptitude to play quarterback, I mean, and the processing speed that these guys that play at, you know, at the top of their game, whether it's Josh or, you know, Mahomes, Burr, all these guys, you got to be really smart. You're prepared. You're doing a lot of the things that in anything in life, business, CFO, whatever the case may be. So, yes, I would say there's a good number. John Elway, you know, was the most recent to do it. But I'm sure many of them, if they wanted to. But there's a lot of hours in this, and the money they make, I probably wouldn't do it. Yeah, I mean, it's so hard. It's February. You got 2 months from now. So many things change. Injuries happen. You meet guys, and you're like, oh, I don't know about this guy that looks good on film, but you're just not feeling or something's not adding up. I think it's too early for me at this point to answer that. I mean, I can tell you, you know, most years today standing up here, I don't know, unless I'm picking in the top 10, I don't know right now really what is going to be staring at me, but things will come together. Ask me in 2 months, and I could probably give you a better answer, even though I probably wouldn't answer it. Oh, Chrome's one of the best. He is he's a heck of a coach, super competitor. I think everywhere he's been, his O-lines have been pretty good, and I think it wouldn't take you. You could probably ask any of our O linemen now or guys that have been here. I've never heard any of them say anything negative, about Chrome. I'm not in the meeting room, but he gets it. Sharp guy, and we're fortunate to have him. Yeah, it seems like Coach Belichick started a new trend, and Ron called me and told me what he was doing, and it was cool because I know he had some opportunities he was investigating in the NFL, and I think he also had that one on the kind of the side burner, comparing it, and he seemed excited and gets him back out west and easier for him to play Pebble Beach and all those good courses. That new stadium is looking cool. And I was just talking to the guys when we were in for the honors, you know, that are building the stadium, and just telling them, like, it's one of those things. I see it, but I have not gone over there yet. I wanted it to get further along. And he's like, I can't believe – Scott Radisich, and he's like, I can't believe that you haven't been over there, because they've offered it multiple times. But I don't know, I just renovated a house, and it was torture. Going through it and getting frustrated. So I was like, I'm going to wait till it's closer to done, but I'm going to get back over there soon. And, cause I haven't been over there since the day we had the shovels in the ground intentionally, but, to look at what it looks like now, it's cool. And it's going to be, you know, one of the best things ever to happen to the city of Buffalo. Yeah, I mean, like all the other guys, you know, I don't want to get into each circumstance of what their status is, but, I mean, DeMar's story is a movie, and it's a movie you wouldn't believe that it made it this far, and a lot of people would have turned it off and said this is a hoax. So there's nothing but unbelievable things to say about what DeMar's done, and we'll let the business take care of itself. Of course, we'd love to have a DeMar Hamlin back. The business has to make sense for, you know, for him first and foremost, and then for us. But we'll keep those conversations between us, and if we can get him back, great. If we can't, I'm going to hug him and call him, and like we do with a lot of the other guys when we just can't make the financials work on our end. But what a great job he's done. I don't think hardly anyone out there had him pegged to be our day one starter, and he didn't lose the job, you know, all year, and that's a credit to him, not only as a six-round pick, but the medical situation that he went through.
Last question.
Yeah, I think our coaching staff does a great job of just really taking, you know, what we quote-unquote give them and finding their strengths. And like we were talking about earlier, whether it's a zone player, a man player, whatever it is, and just continuing to develop them. And sometimes you don't get instant coffee like, you know, some people rush to judgment. Oh, this player's not playing, but special teams year one. But when the light comes on, I mean, I even think of Terrell Bernard at linebacker. Year one, Milano got hurt. He went and played Will linebacker against the Jets, and it wasn't his best day. But by the time he finished that rookie year, came back, you know, he even told me, he's like, man, the game really slowed down for me year two. So I think our coaches do a great job on both sides of the ball with that.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-based insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.